You went to university.
I went to university, yeah, at 18.
What did you study?
Ended up studying politics, and it was a good course and good people. I wasn't a good student. I wasn't interested in studying, but they were a good staff team, a good, strong, small but radical, mostly radical staff team, and led by a very conservative man who was also, in his own way, very independent-minded and generous and friendly, and they were good. They were good. It was a good department. I wasn't interested in working. I was spent much too much time doing the politics, and I joined a small Trotskyist organisation and kept with it and still support its ideas now. And so did a lot of politics and a lot of organising and really no book learning and formal academic study. Beyond that, I was learning through my own political self-education, which was extensive. I was doing plenty of my own reading, but it wasn't exactly within the curriculum of the politics department. But it did come together, sort of, and I got a sort of degree in the end. So the combination of the formal political education and the informal political education I was getting was very powerful, really, and did give me a very clear, strong socialist formation in Marxism. And I've remained with that ever since. In fact, my connection with my original source of passion for socialism became quite thin, because I was putting a lot of energy into the mainstream Marxist politics, and my actual intervention in the politics of the countryside and the politics of nature became very, very attenuated. But it didn't go, and it was always in the background. It didn't go. The amount of work I was doing on the issue went to nothing. But the issue didn't cease to be very important in my consciousness. So, as it has been ever since. And now I don't just think about it, but I do it.